I wanted the ass yesterday. A few other shylists. We said, we asked, what's the chilik between Chachmei HaTeva and Zekein Adar? What's the chilik between them? We had a few different answers. And then we asked, what's your knee-jerk reaction to Yira? Right? When you hear Yira, what's the knee-jerk reaction? That was another one. And we said, okay, we were also mivar a lot of. So a few lashonas that stuck out yesterday was that she'in lehem behem shleimus, that we zoomed in on a lot. In behem shleimus. And yeah, that was bi'ikar. That was bi'ikar what yesterday was. Today, Shaila, I want to ask. And if anyone has other questions, feel free to throw them out there. Shaila, I want to ask the Olam is, again, same thing, knee-jerk reaction. What's the chesed of Hashem? What's the chesed of Hashem?
When you look in the Gemara in Tainus.
This is when you talk.
You look in the Gemara in Tainus for that. Mm-hmm. Because that's his example of too much chesed.
Your knee-jerk reaction. What's the chesed of Hashem?
When you give it over.
Gives over what?
Anything. And you're giving over, that's the Shaila of chesed.
Great.
Like unconditional love, maybe?
Awesome. Love that. Mm-hmm. It's great. You're saying Shefa Gashmi, Batson.
Yeah.
Saying Shefa Gashmi.
Shefa Ruchmi, any Shefa.
What's Shefa? We know Shefa Gashmi. What's Shefa Ruchmi?
Or
Chiyas Vadas. Nice. Awesome. Kesha to the Zakini and Dora. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Ablevish? Chesed? Gile.
He's saying the feeling.
My knees would react.
I'm not sure. Gilui. Yeah, I like it. Gilui. Tzvi Chesed.
Mazel Chesed.
Simcha. Chesed. Ahava. You said Ahava. Sheina Tuya Bedover. You said boundless love. What did you say? Sorry.
Unconditional
love. Unconditional love.
Right.
That's a buzzword. No, it's very fluffy, but I wasn't commenting on it. I'm just saying, it's a buzzword.
What's a buzzword?
What do you mean buzzword?
Buzzword means like the Welt hacking, unconditional love. It's like a
Welt.
It's a Welt comment. It's a buzzword.
It's a buzzword. It's a buzzword.
Which
he said,
is good.
Aryeh Kaplan translates chesed in the sphere as love.
As love?
Yeah. Also, Shlomo Katz.
Your name is
his song. It's always cousin. It says that a robot can't be a bal chesed. A robot can give, can be mashpia. But chesed is not just the fact that there's hashpa. There's some kind of a gilui of love. There's a. You know that you're
a
question.
Loving kindness.
Great.
Loving
awesome.
kindness.
Moshe?
Chesed through this?
Hugging a kiss? What is it?
Through
what's chesed? Yeah, maza chesed.
Or just stomach.
No, what are you? What's chesed? It's chesed. You're married, man. Come on. Yalla. Chesed. You have to know what chesed is. Need your creation.
It's coming out of your place, right? Beyond.
I like that. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's great. This was similar to Giloy, by the way.
Yeah.
Similar to Giloy.
Right.
In your place, you're not. You're Nelam. Coming out of your place, you're Megali yourself.
Doing it for the other, not for yourself.
Ah, doing for the other. Very nice. Very nice.
Is it Avraham Avinu?
Oh.
What was he?
Merkava of Chesed.
Right.
So that's my question. My next question is.
Right.
My next question is a little bit more of a Pnimius to Geshayla. So if you have an answer, great. If you don't, great. But someone mentioned the Sphiris, Midas El Yoinis, and there's a Midas El Yoina called Chesed, right? It's part of the Zion Midas. Stop me. If you don't, if what I'm saying is not Misyashev, then say, what does that mean? Good. Siyashiv, everything's okay. So the Zion Tachton and the Zion Midas. Zachariah, I don't think you know what you know. Zion Tachton. Kidding, joking. So my question for the Welt is: this Chesed seems like the Tachlis Kilu Sof Kol Derech Tinyon Dalid. The end of the whole journey here leads up to this mode, this Chesed. So are we talking about, I know it's a Pneumistic Shaila, but it's important. Are we talking about the Chesed of the Zayin Tachtainas, the Midas, Hilu Chesed, but not Tiferes and Gvura? Or is it, or is the Rebbe not using, is that, that's not the term the Rebbe is using? That's my question. Does anyone understand the question?
There's a Chesed Torah Lamed Gimel, like Avos Shebedas, that's above all.
Does it seem higher than that? Does it seem, is that what it is? Like, is this, we want the chesed, we want chesed, Akilu, that's the midah that we want. We want Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hayd, Yisoid, Malchus, we want chesed of the Zayin Tachtoin. Or is it something higher than that?
I'm saying, we're going here of the Rachmanis before the Bria, so it's like, I'm saying we're going from the beginning of the Stasis.
Oh,
like,
exactly. There's a lot to talk about. This is,
because this chesed he's referring to is the chesed of lifnei hashtalshlus. Because the example he gives is l'cha shema chesed, is that it's from the heder agomer.
Oilam chesed yibane, right.
Oilam chesed yibane. It was Hashem's creation of the bria, meheder agomer.
This is
you have to see
the,
what the Rizal uses to explain that. Well, he explains that pasuk. Mm-hmm.
Which pasuk?
Well,
the Rebbe gives two pirushim here,
right?
For the
Ari. Yeah, I'm saying to get the pshat and what the.
Do we have?
Oh, by the way, that might be an answer, which is there's two pshatim in the pasuk, l'chashem machazer. That there's a chesed, could be one's of the midas,
right?
And could be one is.
Where's the second
pshat in the pasuk?
Yeah.
It's all in that oy. So
it's the klumish. It's kimaseyu, not really.
One's kimaseyu, like according to what you do, and one's kimaseyu, you're not really doing anything.
Because the chesed is misgalet.
But the oylam understands the shaila. Yeah.
This is the first way you're reading it. And this is the second way you're
reading it. Mamish, this is the second way. Because
there's nothing to do with the chesed. Chesed, you're saying there's the chesed.
Well, no, he is saying two perushim l'chashem machesed. One's that it's nisakiv l'mala, stuck l'chashem machesed, and then one is l'chashem machesed is that Hashem has all the chesed; he could do whatever he wants. He created the bria of Heder Agomer. Does he not say that mefurish?
He does say it. Of the pasuk, he's not changing his original. He's not.
Two dargis.
It's the hemshich of the pasuk. It's the chashem chesed. Ki adas zon leish kemay say.
Hayin shal chesed is active esleis bara. Okay, now if you read the avo though, it's not a Hebrew. It's like he's giving you.
Yeah, but that's not going on the words of the chashem chesed. It's going on the
right. So he doesn't say that mefurish, but that's how I understand it, and I could be very wrong. You're fully allowed to argue with me. I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. You could say, Judah, you're likely wrong.
The chesed means the chesed by Hashem, it's not coming down. But the meaning of Kaljum Ish Kamai Sehu.
And it goes together. He's explaining the pasuk, the whole pasuk, in one way or another.
Yeah,
it goes together. They parallel.
I'm not sure because you'd be saying that you also say it's all one big one parish on the pasuk.
Thank you, Yuval.
How do you explain it?
The first parish.
Thank you, Yuval.
The first parish is ki ata, ki, right? The question was because it's the first one is a because of the maisim. Chesed is akev, so shesev nesod. The chesed is akev, and it's not mashpia. Ki ata hainu kefir hasius.
Yeah, I missed that. And
the second one is keilu.
Right.
Okay, next question. Fine, I'm happy we hacked that out a little bit.
Right.
You don't have to listen to me. You can just think about that if you want, and then answer later. Next question, a little bit more personal. You don't have to answer because it's being recorded. Although I don't think anyone here knows. I'm talking to. I don't even know if anyone's listening.
They know who you are.
If you are listening, you're a tzaddik. You're doing a mitzvah of limud haTorah, shrecha. But the shaila is, what baya in this mimer? And there's a lot of bayot. Which baya do you think is your biggest baya in this mimer? The Rebbe is saying, we have lots of bayot. It could be your nachzar. There's a big, long list. I could write you a list of 15 bayot here in this mimer. Because every single thing that's also good, by the way, you also have to always chap in the chai klal. You always have to consider the hepech of that davar. Even if the Rebbe says anything good, you have to consider the hepech of that. And Rav Nosson's always doing that, right? Even if he says here, "Skalas haratzon," the Rebbe in the Torah doesn't talk about ratzon nafu'l. He doesn't talk about it in the Torah mefurish. Correct, Zachariah? Does he talk about ratzon nafu'l? I don't know.
Ratzon nafu'l.
He doesn't talk about taiva. He doesn't.
Right.
Mefurish, he doesn't talk about taiva in the Torah. But if the Rebbe mentions a good thing, which is "Skalas haratzon," you always have to consider the fact that right now I'm not in that good thing. I am learning Likutei Moran so that I can be zocha to that good thing. But if we're being people who want to really be mekayim the maimer, and for it to just take over us legamre, to put on the Vesa Arvim Tinyon Adalid suit and be able to conquer the world with it, then you also have to consider. There's a lot of superhero mashalim that we've been using. I feel like I'm sorry. Whatever. You have to also consider every single time the Rebbe mentions this is a davar toiv, I'm in the hepech of that. So, to reiterate the question, what's your biggest baya?
Not with
the
shamra
of
college.
What? It's a safe space, meaning to say we're sitting with the doctor, we're sitting with the Rebbe. Like, you don't want to hide from that. You don't want to come in and be like, everything is great, wonderful,
you don't
and
have to
dandy
it, you
and great.
Just know it on your own.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to say it. I said it. You don't have to say it. You're being recorded.
I guess I'm
love
so
that.
Far from everything.
Love that. You seem very, that means you're very self-aware. Shrecha.
I think like in the Gias, but I guess
Where's Nagia? Where do you see Nagia's here? I want to know where you see. Where do you see Nagia's?
The more I'm thinking about it, I'm just thinking because that's what's blocking me from opening up. Right? I'm open to things which I'm open about.
Explain
Nagia. Right?
So say more. I want to know what you're saying.
No, meaning like you're saying yourself. I'm open. You got to open up. You got a great space to grow. Right? So like you got to open. But like it's just something which stops that. Stops Nagia. Something which blocks the.
For Yuval. Sorry. For Yanta.
His names.
Yeah. What's Nagia? What's Nagia?
There's only one Yuval in the world. It's a bad name.
What's Nagia? Where do you see Nagia here? Nagia is the hetach of Psachim? Opening?
I don't know. It's just,
I like it.
Yes.
Nagia is like fakeness. Fakeness?
Zaris, which is stopping me from letting Rahmanis grow, letting Psachim.
My realist self? Is that it? Mm-hmm. My realist self?
Realist.
Most amiti, truest self. Nagias
right? Stopping the real self, right?
And that's the same idea, the idea of the self and being able to open yourself up. And, you know, most of the same ideas as the Kanishan they're still stuck in their old ways. Mm-hmm. They aren't the most, they don't have the ability to open themselves up and change and then actually.
Like that, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Pesach Chodesh, they're not making a Pesach Chodesh.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Is that Pesach Chodesh?
That's great. It's an awesome, awesome kesher.
I think the Pesach Chodesh is in the heart. To open your heart.
Slow mo.
Open your heart.
Yeah, I'm saying Pesach.
We'll
get there.
Yeah.
It's not the blood. The heart is open.
Our hearts, we have to open up our heart. And that's what you're saying is that we have what you say.
So here we have. Here we have Nagias. Here we have Nagias as the hepech of Psachim. Here we have just Kol Kula Dafuk.
I think on a simple level, I felt in the last few days, like when I give tzedakah, you realize what a chazar you are. Like you look away in davening. Like, avoid if you have a big note and you're not interested in like opening it up to like a million shkalim.
It's very, very hard. Every day that's very hard.
Beautiful.
You know what Shulchan Aruch says, like if you give tzedakah, I'm sure I remember it, but you're supposed to smile at the guy. Kolshkin, if you don't give him tzedakah, you don't have anything to give him, you're supposed to give him a smile.
Yeah. You're going
mamish poshit poshit pshat, like mamish poshit pshat.
Yeah, it's great.
Amazing.
And
that's
what he says. He doesn't say about any other
vote
in this whole Torah. He says
the real answer to this question, by the way, is you go home. You have to go home and ask your wife. That's the real answer. What's my biggest problem?
She knows.
Yeah, yeah. No, that it's called homework. It's basic.
Homework.
Basic. Yeah, yeah. Moshe. If Moshe Kodesh.
Moshe is perfect.
Moshe Kodesh. Moshe, Moshe. Rive at the Riven. Rive at the Riven. It's Rotson. Rotson. Just to give out a few options. So, like, you know, not to be mean. Rotson not for, right? It's Taiva. That's a Arv Gimel, Rav Nelson says. Rotson Nafel is Tivus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know in the Kutamran there's Gimel Tivus, Gimel Ikria Tivus of Tashmish or Mishgal and money and Chila. Kovid is less of a Kovid, by the way, could be an answer too. I'm saying there's a full Rishima of Bayot over here that we're bringing to the doctor. Like, let's open it up. So no one's about to have amazing. Hashem. Atzvus, obviously, is Simchas Yomtiv, right? There's Atzvus.
Yeah.
Atzvus. Dikon. Dikon.
Appreciate
our Voida. Like the breast version of self care.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You know what self care is? Also a buzzword. Self care, you know what it is? Yeah? Heard it before?
Yeah.
It's also a very popular thing, self care. Like, okay, you know, there's a big movement of self care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a breast version. To have rachmanis on yourself, meaning to be marach your avoida.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Oh,
that's the buzzword.
Well, you mentioned love. What? Well, you mentioned Lama Gimel.
Yeah.
Well, that's the lashon there.
Levasatzma
Hashem is bor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little caveat on the side. Im Hashem is bor. It's not so.
That's the way it's
the real
Ayin
Satzma.
Don't have Hashem loves himself.
I like that mahalach, and I'm thinking that that's really going to be a lot of the linchpin here. Rachmanis al Atzma.
Yeah, huge.
What about Yira Nefula? Anyone have Pchadim, Daigus? Anyone even nervous about things?
I think for sure, like the war and American politics right now is taking up way too much airtime in my mind. And
love that.
It's like, what world am I living in? That's part of this challenge.
Yira is a Yira?
Am I living in a Yira world? Or am I living in like a Sivas world? Ki'ilu, whoever gets elected or whatever the heck is going on.
Ah, so Sivas.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like, what world am I living in?
Love that.
You know?
Sivas is a problem. I love that. It's great. It's being Tofes Moichen.
Tofes
brain space.
Yeah, there's a Taiva. I don't know what Taiva. It's not exactly one of those three, but there's like a Taiva to sort of know what's going on, and I'm like, I don't know. There's a type of follow the thing. There's a huge industry preying on you to get your time and your energy to suck you out.
People feel they're the ones who are changing it.
Kilo, me listening to it, is like, Kilo making a difference? Right. Like, my labor center realized that this happened. There's another assassination attempt. You know,
right.
Like, who cares about
assassination? See this.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
like, what world am I living in? Like, I should be much more into, like, you know, where was I by Kriya Shema and Arif? That's much more important than like, am I aware of the suspect in Trump's assassination?
Got it. Goliath and David, right? There's, again, in the world of Gudamran. In the world of Gudamran. The Parshat Pshat and the Ois is he's talking about the Nitzachon of David on Goliath. But in the world of Gudamran, we also must consider that we're in a world of Goliath having won that war. That's where we're stuck in, which is why we need Gudamran and to understand how to be David the Ish Chayil and to win that war. So
David already opened the
Goliath. What's Goliath to you guys? As a bayah.
Yeah.
What? What'd you say? Gallus, what'd you say?
No, it's a good roller coaster. Yeah, it's a roller
coaster. Goliath?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where is it? Six Flags. Is that where it was?
It's a great chair. Yeah. It's a great chair.
Honestly, great chair. It's kind of the same thing. It's like, because it's like these things that are entertainment. Like, what does a person need entertainment? Because you don't feel the hiskachis in their vodah because they feel it's just like, there's another thing you have to do. They don't feel like that's the metzias. They feel like this world's metzias and you have to do these things while living these metzias. But if you really believe that everything is Ratzon Hashem, that everything is an expression of Ratzon Hashem, then of course you're going to do that. There's no way.
Right.
It's like the effort to have fun, to like fulfill some sort of like collective, you know, version of success or normalcy. But that's Golias to you?
I think it's part of Golias. He's like, what do you have to be from for? What do you have to be Jewish for? You know, like, let's just
Kef.
Have fun.
Who cares?
Yeah, saying his whole thing was like, oh, like you could beat me, you know, like...
That's
a certain level of hefkeres there. Someone could come, it was much stronger than you.
Right, when you're such a giver, it's like, what do I have to do? I'm such a Goliath.
Yeah, and then it comes when Yeshua is not believing in the seems
really bad. I'm surprised no one said, like cops.
He's mad.
Like, just standing in front of Goliath, so you feel... Cotton. You know, to draw from the Meraglim of, you know, Chagav and Beinayim, same idea. Goliath, you feel, standing in front of Goliath, you feel Kefes, you feel like Lo Shaveh. What do I add? What do I add to the world?
He was very much marked in the Avodas of Yisrael.
Right. He was what?
Saying he made it very small, like the religion and everything from the Jewish. Right. So he was saying also, like, you're like a little dog, like, coming to me with your stick. And
Chichiwawa.
Yeah, we should read over the whole story.
We will. We'll get there. Lamed Tes Melachos, anyone here is afraid to work? Anyone here not plan to work ever?
Again.
Not shocked. Love that, Zachariah. Love that. Okay, so Lama Tes Melachos.
Need to start working with Tzedakah. You know, get the chesed.
Lama Tes Melachos. Lama Tes Melachos. It's scary. Lama Tes Melachos is scary. Going to work is scary.
Golias represents Lama Tes Melachos.
No, I'm asking separately.
Okay.
You feel it.
It's a
of course it's a kesher. Yeah. Sibis. Of course it's a kesher.
Yeah.
It's scary. Going to work is scary. Going to work is scary. Surrounded by goyim.
It's a feeling also.
Surrounded by goyim. A lot of what?
No, it's a feeling that you're like you can't do anything. Like in Ruchnius, like for some reason we feel like it's in our hands after all. Like we can like stark out, be serious. Like then it comes to like work and that like automatically brings you to Island of Sivis. Like
automatic. You're entering the kavanah,
how can I like speak to the guy in the bank?
It's mamish, the business world. Nobody says it's like butterflies. It's the piranha tank, or is a dog eat dog? It's always the mashalim are always these chayus tarif.
What's your Fkiva?
What's that?
Fkiva told me it's the prison for mob bosses. That's what he told me. Work was.
What?
He said it's the prison for mob boss. It's the mob boss prison.
What?
Going to work. He says it's the only time in these people's life where they have yeshiva das. If you're a mob boss, they get brought to the penthouse of a big building. They're in the most beautiful room in the whole building. So this is their prison. They get put in prison. They go to this big penthouse, and then from there they look down and they see a guy they want to whack, and they call their guy. I see the guy coming around the corner. Whack that guy. They do their work from prison, and then finally they're able to breathe. Yeshiva das. Goes and Mimela, they're also getting sent lots of care packages because they're in prison now. They're getting the best wines and cheeses. my father was a delivery man for the mob bosses.
What are you talking about?
He used to bring the best wines. But anyways, Lamtas Malachas, scary. It's scary. It's a bayah. You have to go to work. Scary. Moshe, you scared to go? You scared to go to work, Moshe?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Amazing.
I don't plan on working. No, working with the people. Just want to make my own stuff.
Amazing, like startups and stuff.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. Love that.
Doesn't have part of a mob, right?
Not part of a mob.
Lamalo. It's good money. It's good money there. It's good money there. Okay.
In the getter of doing the Malacca and in the Tal Earth, it's very hard to get that all to get any of these madrigas here that he talks about. It's much, much harder because, as you're saying, it's all going brings into the Masivus. Therefore, there's no Sasaratsam, there's no Chesed, there's no.
Why is it hard?
What?
It's not hard. You have a good tomorrow.
It's easy.
It's hard if you don't have a good tomorrow. It's very hard. If you do, it's easy.
That's why he gives you this whole thing. That also, know if you are working, you're doing big things, and you're able to tap into all these also.
That's what else do you need here?
But without that,
without that, you're screwed. Sorry, excuse my language, but
without all the Torah, you're screwed.
100%. But with it, it's easy.
In any country,
it's easy. Okay, and anything else? We got a lot of good ones. Anyone's feeling just exhausted? Zucking dick?
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine. I wasn't pondering myself. I was waiting for the right one. I'm just exhausted. Forget about work. Sebus is kids is Sebus. Kids is such Sebus. It's a dimion of Sebus. Obviously, the MS is every. To know what they make is yichudim. Every time they cry, it's yichud chodesh. But it's sibus. It's the big dimion of sibus, and I'm exhausted from it. I'm dacking from it. Baruch Hashem, it's good to be with the Rebbe.
You think about what the
zaken chib is Canaan. Sorry, go ahead.
And he says that that like if you were to live a day and realize that he didn't love his mercy.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
that wouldn't be worth living.
Right.
Every breath,
That's right.
That one also.
Or Rotson could be. Yeah, Rotson could be taiva. Also, could be feeling unwanted, undesirable.
Thing unconnected to purpose.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're right.
Why am I here?
Yeah, that's part of that. It's part of you find. You think that's part of Ratzon, or you think that's a different part of the Torah?
That's part of Ratzon.
I'm desired. I'm purposeful. I like that.
Amazing.
I love it. Okay, I think we're good and sick.
The Chayavah Anis, I said the one last thing that we were saying about purpose. I forgot where I saw this. Who said it? Where it from? Oh, it's Reb Zusha. The deepest Chayavah Anis is why we're in Yezusha. That's like the deepest.
Yes.
Because it's actually Moira on how much Hashem wants.
Well, I don't think, I don't know.
One time, Chassidim Sahib, like sighing and just in a place of like longing, and he said, "What's going on?" He said, "I'm not worried. If they're going to ask me, why weren't you Avraham Avinu? Why weren't you Yitzchak Avinu? All I'm worried is they're going to say, why weren't you Zusha? Why were you? You know, like,
yes.
That is like such a mechaya. That's a scharbo inis, that's mechaya, because it means
biggest.
That Hashem wants that there should be a labish, a specific labish.
Yeah. Well, again, in Pnimius,
also there's no right. Quantifying and comparing.
In Pnimius, I know Zachary is going to kill me on this, but in Pnimius, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that why don't we see that if a yid does an oynish, a yid does a oven, that he's not struck by lightning, there's no immediate oynish. The Baal Shem Tov says there is an immediate oynish for every time a person sins. Be it an oven mamish, or even nefila into noiga, even being poigim klipas noiga, which klipas noiga means everything in the world that's mutter beemza. It's up to us. So even a pagam in that, where you're not doing something dafka bigdusha, you're immediately punished in the sense that you lose your das. That's the oinish. You lose the loshen. He says you lose your bitachon. But whatever, but the rebbe bitachon is das. You lose your das. That's the immediate oinish. So that's the scharva oinish of this that follows this galzaratzon. Also, I know. Also, hell. I know.
Which stops you from becoming yourself. Which stops you from becoming.
That's also hell, I know. Also Gehenna.
But you don't experience that immediately.
That you don't have to wait for. That Bakshi, you have to wait for that.
Well, you don't have the
betachon. You have to long for that.
But you don't have more than have.
If you break it, if you break it, you bought it. Everyone has to go to Gehenna. 100%. It's unavoidable. If you break it, you bought it. You gotta go. The oinish, you want to feel the oinish right away. You want to feel the oinish right away. Because like you said, and that's what I was saying, that's why I said it after you, because I think that's pshat and losing your das,
right,
is this losing this nekuda of I'm a shliach of Hashem. That's what das is. And my life as it is, with all of its shtus and vavolim, with all of its ma'avrim, and even though I live with a girl, and even though I have to take buses and do all these things that don't look like mamish shpitz hakdusha and gewaldigkeit and gewaldigkeit. You know the song?
Right.
Philippa song.
Yeah.
Even kol zeh, I have a mishlich of Hashem. Hashem wants me. And losing that das is the oynish. That's the oynish. That's the schar. And the schar is the opposite of that. Scharia. The schar is schar das. Shefer ruchni, schar ruchni. Yeah.
That's what makes tshuva gishmak. That me fixing the way I act is going to help me get in touch with my specific shlichus. That's the
right.
That's the cherry, that's the carrot. It's not just a stick.
Right.
There's a carrot. It's a motivator. I can get that das back. I can get a chiyus that is specific to me. It gives me a sense of purpose in my life. That, and when I'm going to do tshuva, it's going to help me. The antenna will be back up. I'll get the downloads.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
You could also say maybe that when it says that there's a kainim, they're not marach yomim. It says poigim es yimeh. So the idea is that they don't have that extra.
Right.
Vadas to be marked their own days, what they are.
Midas
Yamai Mahi, that's the person's particular.
Yes.
Yamim Sheindem Chayfetz. Yamim Sheindem Chayfetz. They become, they lose.
Because each person's own days, their days, that's what you're saying with the Zushan.
Yeah.
Yamehem.
Yeah.
Good Daika. Good Diyak.
Avram Zuck and Baba Yavi.
Okay, amazing.
That's the good one. Yeah,
amazing. With a lot of things to fix.
What is my thing?
Anyone just feel swallowed by a raven? Is that like a particular feeling anyone's having? I meant a tannin. Sorry, I meant a crocodile or a snake or whatever.
This parsha talks about
this is my favorite one. As I said, everyone always says the Rebbe, Rebbe Mamish said everything already 200 years ago. Everything anyone's talking about today is just from the Rebbe. So there's you call a person who's being salty. You ever heard that before? No? You guys are such chaniyak. You're such chaniyak people over here.
I also
haven't heard it. Yeah, you're a chaniyak.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. The Rebbe over here already says, you're just salty.
Yeah.
I love it. It's my favorite.
You use it in the Hebrew, people use it.
I was salty. I was super.
As being negative. Like being harsh.
Not negative?
It's negative.
English salty means just you're just a bad, vibe. Negative.
In Hebrew, it means.
Nahon?
Like,
bad vibe. It's like can't get over something.
Oh, it's true. 100%. Love that.
Stuck in it.
Good Osafa. Great Osafa. Mivulbal. Mivulbal. You can't get over it. Dude, get over it.
Right.
Start again.
What is salt? It preserves the same state. It preserves, like you're stuck in the past.
Right. And then there's the Tzara Toy, right? Of the Chof Gimel. Brismelach. Brismelach of Chof Gimel. Yeah. Sapir Malichi.
How do you salt salt?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's Refuah Shlema to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Till next time.
Amazing.
Thank you.